Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Be Unique Unscripted, because an authentic life is unscripted. Presented by Bronner House Museum, Elisa Kaler, the spiritual therapist, and Little Green Oasis. Unscripted brings you amazing guests and open mic nights every Thursday night at 9 o'clock Eastern Time. Be sure to subscribe so you don't miss an opportunity to learn more. Visit our calendar on beunique.org to see who we have scheduled to appear next. That's beunique.org.
Welcome to the show, everybody. My name is Mary Brotherton, and if you've been listening to the show more than tonight, then you'll know I love Thursday nights because I get to talk to some of the most amazing people in the world. And I'm especially interested in talking with tonight's guest because it's somebody that we've been following for quite a while. His name is Ryan Hickman. And we consider him one of our heroes because he's always been doing the right thing since we first found out about him. He was 3 years old back in 2012, which makes him 12 years old this year. Ooh, it's your golden year. You're 12. No, wait a minute. Never mind. I'm lost. Anyway, Ryan went along with his dad to the local recycling center, and they cashed in a few bags of cans and bottles. And that's when he decided that recycling was his future. Ryan, welcome to the show.
Hi, thanks for having me here.
Oh, man, I've been looking forward to this for quite a while. And when you went to the recycling center with your dad, what happened the day after? You notified your parents that you had to do this, right?
Yes.
On a bigger scale.
Yeah, it just seemed fun, and I knew it was going to help the environment.
So why do you want to help the environment so much?
I want to help the environment just because I know it makes a big difference, and I don't want to see animals get sick and die from eating trash.
Thank you. And I know that you've got some specific animals out there in your home area that are near and dear to your heart, are they not? The marine mammals?
Like seals and sea lions and northern fur seals, of course. Like, they aren't down here, but every once in a while, one comes down here. But
that's kind of cool.
My favorite marine animal is, I'm pretty sure, a northern fur seal.
Why? Do you have a reason for that?
They're cute.
That's perfect. That is a good enough reason for me. Now, how did you start actually making this a business? What did you do?
What did I do? I started to ask my neighbors. Then they told their sister, then the sister's neighbors, then the sister's neighbor's dentist, then their cousins, and then it just kept growing and growing. And then, like, people like you interviewing me, like I've been on the Ellen Show, and then more people from all around the world hear about what I'm doing, and then they're like, oh, such a great story. You know what?
You just got back from a tour of Europe, didn't you? I'm not sure where you went. I know you went to Germany.
Hungary.
Okay. You sure that's not just your stomach growling right now?
No, I'm actually not hungry right now.
So what did you do there?
I did go to Hungary, the country.
Why? What were you invited there, or was this like a lifelong dream to go over there?
Or I got invited there to talk to an audience about recycling, and I could tell that they really liked it because all of a sudden, more people are following me, and I know that when more people follow me, I'm inspiring more people. and they want to learn more about me.
That's pretty cool to be 12 years old and inspiring people.
Thanks.
You're welcome. Now, your neighbors then became your clients or customers, right?
Yes.
Do they pay you to pick up their recyclables?
Nope, they do not. Like, I pick it up, and, like they don't pay me. I just like to help out.
You're doing them a favor.
Yes.
So how do you make this work for you money-wise?
Wait, what do you say?
How do you make money at this? This is a business for you, right?
Yeah, like here in California, like if you look on the side of your water bottle, it says CACRV. It means California Cash Redemption Value, Cash Refund Value. There's a lot of what it says on it, but it mainly means in California, you get money for it. If it's under 24 ounces, you get 5 cents. If it's 24 ounces or above it, you get 10 cents. And that's kind of how I make money through it. When they give it to me, I make money off the recycling.
Well, you know, I can remember when I was younger than you. Well, maybe. Yeah, because I didn't live in the town after I was 12. But I lived in a small town, and if you bought this was a long time ago. I could buy a Coca-Cola in a little bottle, a 6-ounce bottle, glass bottle, for 10 cents. But then they would add 2 cents to that 10 for tax or for the recycling value. So my brothers and sisters and I would go out with a red wagon, and we'd just pick up bottles off the, you know, side of the street, out of the ditch and whatnot, and then we'd take them back to the gas station where we bought our drinks, our sodas, and we'd give him, I don't know, 25, 30 bottles, and he'd give us the 2 cents back for each bottle, and we could buy a Coke and split it. So I know that's, but a lot of states don't do that anymore. They don't give you money for empty bottles.
I think it's only like 12 states and one territory.
Wow. What else do you recycle besides bottles? Now, you're talking about plastic.
I recycle water bottles, right? Yeah. I recycle plastic bottles, cans, like soda cans, and glass.
Wow. But the three things that are, except for the plastic, easy to recycle, and I know that you probably know the answer to this. How long does it take for plastic to decompose?
Well, it may seem like a while, 600 years. And a fun fact, all plastic made is still on Earth today, or unless it went into, like, space, like on a rocket. But all plastic made is still on Earth. Nothing is biodegraded yet.
Wow. What about aluminum? How long does it take for it to biodegrade?
90 years.
And glass?
Okay, this one you have to try to guess. I'll give you a hint.
I don't think it ever, I mean, you can recycle glass over and over and over and over and over and over, I think. It never disintegrates.
It does actually break down. It takes a million years.
A million. Well, that's almost forever.
But
feels like forever.
For cans and glass, you could reuse it over and over and over. But for plastic, you can only reuse it a couple times. So it's better to buy stuff in cans or glass if you have to. It's better to not buy it at all. But if you have to, try to do it in cans and glass because that can be recycled over and over and over.
Yeah. And now I know that that's one of the things that you do. I know that you recycle you've got how many trucks in your fleet?
I think probably about.
So you hire drivers to go around and pick up recycling, right?
Yeah.
Man, 12 years old, ladies and gentlemen.
Okay, it's different than Ryan's Recycling, though. Like, we have this new project for the city of Irvine, California, called Recycle From Home. Like, they needed a recycling system, so we decided to help partner with a local recycling center and make a mobile service.
Very cool.
For the city of Irvine. So that's the one that we have drivers for. Ryan's Recycling, it's mainly just me and my dad just driving around.
Okay. Yeah, and that's the money that's either going to buy you your own truck or pay for your college, right?
Yeah. Yeah, the Recycle From Home stuff, the residents are actually getting the money back. The Ryan's Recycling, it's just people are donating it to me. Like, they're like, we don't care about the money. We just want it to get recycled. Here, you have it. They just don't want it to be thrown away. But Recycle From Home, it's a way that people could make money from it. It's really easy. All you have to do, bag it up, schedule a pickup online, and we'll come by, pick it up, and pay you within the next couple of days.
Very cool.
And we're hoping to expand it to all of Orange County, California, and hopefully all of the USA.
Man, that would be awesome. Now, I'm going to ask you a question, but first I want to give out our phone number. If anybody's listening right now, on Thursday, September 23rd, Ryan and I are live. So you can call in and ask a question if you'd like to, or just give Ryan an attaboy. The phone number is 516-418-5651. My question that I wanted to get to was, I forgot. I got so excited about getting more people to call in.
I do that all the time.
Oh, honey, you're too young for that kind of stuff. You can't be forgetting yet. I mean, I know
like
that
I'm
you
about something, then one of my friends interrupt me and like, or like I'm thinking about something that I'm going to say. Then like my friend's like, hey, what are you going to do for lunch? So like, probably play tag, hide and seek. And I'm like, going to tell my teacher that question. I'm like, dang it, what was I going to say?
Yeah, I'm like a golden retriever who sees a squirrel. Hey, I'm going to talk, and I'm going to sound really grown up and professional, and we're going to have this conversation. Wait, what was that? A butterfly squirrel? What? So it happens to everybody. But I did want to.
It's just part of life.
Okay. It is, especially now. There's so many distractions. Recycle. Don't even get me started on that. That's crazy. I think everybody has COVID brain. I hear about it a lot. I think everybody has it from being cooped in. But see, you don't let things get you down. You still keep on doing. You've got a passion to recycle that is so that you mentioned that you've been on the Ellen Show. Is that like the most exciting person that has interviewed you? Or if you had somebody else interview you that really is cool?
I think Ellen, mostly because, like, I don't know who the other people are, except for you. Like, I know who you are because I've done an interview with you, but, like I know I've been interviewed by other celebrities, but I don't know who they are because, like, I don't watch a lot of TV. I don't, like, really listen to podcasts or anything. I'm usually off recycling or busy, like, playing outside.
Well, that's what you should be doing, both of them.
Yeah, like if I haven't been interviewed by Ellen, I probably wouldn't have even known who she is.
So how did you find out that she was somebody famous?
My dad.
Okay.
He told me. And I think she's the one who stuck because she was the first one.
Now, you've also won a lot of awards for your work with the environment, haven't you?
Yes, I have. 23 to be exact.
Whoa. Is one of them more special to you than the others?
Probably the CNN Young Wonder Award.
Thank you for saying that, because I think that shows a depth to you that most people wouldn't appreciate. But I like that you chose that one.
Oh, and then another one that I really like is Weiland, the artist.
Yeah, I know Weiland. He was on the cover of issue 14 of our magazine.
Mm. Wow.
Yep.
And he awarded me Ambassador of the Year for the Planet from the White House Foundation.
Very nice. That's commendable. Don't you give a portion of your sales or your recycling money back to help the marine animals?
Yes, I do.
And what is the name of that organization?
The Pacific Marine Mammal Center.
Pacific Marine Mammal Center. Very cool.
Or for short, PMMC.
PMMC. I'll make sure I put that in our description so that if anybody wants to check them out, they can do that.
Okay.
I think, and I might be wrong with this, when you, I know that you do a lot of beach cleanups, and you try to make them fun for other people or educational. How many toys do you think you've picked up on the beach?
Because like I've been donating them probably for the past year and a quarter to my friend in Carlsbad, California, who makes them into art or either donates them to preschools.
Who is your friend? I'd like to interview him.
Or it's a her. Or it's a her. Her name's Dawn. And because of COVID, she lost her job. So what she's doing every day is going to the beach and picking up trash and beach toys that kids have left behind. Because, like, here, like, if you go to Costco, you get toys, 99 cents.
Yeah.
Let's say, like, I'm from Nevada and I'm coming here. Okay, yeah, I'll stop by Costco, get a 99-cent pack of toys. You know what? I just go leave them on the beach for another kid or, like, okay, we came with 15 toys. You know what? 13, close enough. Or, like, they aren't going to count, like, to make sure we have exactly 15.
So, like, and then they may not need them in Nevada.
Yeah, like, that Dawn would pick them up. Like, that's what we do, and we just send it to her or we give it to her this time. The next time we see her, and like she makes it into art, like all the broken ones, like art for like cafes and stuff, or like all the good and clean ones and stuff. She donates them to like preschools or like.
That's
we're trying
really
to work
cool.
with her to like have. We're trying to like partner with her to like send them to Africa for kids who can't afford them.
Well, now that's really neat too, because I mean, even though it's still plastic. Get it used as many times as it can be, right?
Yeah, I know. What she's doing, I feel like, is really amazing.
I'm sure your dad and your mom are listening. And I just want to say, Damien, how about reach out to me and get me her contact information? I'd love to interview her.
My dad is next to me. He says okay.
Okay, good. Thank you. I wanted to ask you about when you go to speak to, like, do you speak to schools or organizations? I know you do some.
Yes, I do.
What is it that you're trying to tell them? Not just recycle, recycle, recycle. But you've got another message behind that, don't you? Like, how to recycle?
I try to tell them to follow their dreams and to make a difference. It may not be hard, or it may be hard sometimes, but never give up.
Very cool. I know that you also try to teach people how to recycle the right way. Recycle like Ryan is a hashtag, isn't it? Or
yes. Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Yes. Hashtag recycle like Ryan.
Recycle like Ryan. So how does Ryan recycle different from how Mary recycles?
Well, good question. Ryan recycles on a big scale. Mary, I don't exactly know who Mary is. I bet
that's me.
The Mary's out there. And Mary recycles in a smaller scale, but no matter what, you still make a big difference.
Thank you. But isn't there a right way and a wrong way to recycle?
Right way and wrong way?
Yeah.
Like the right way? Or let's start with the wrong way. The wrong way? Nah, who cares? I bet somebody will figure it out for me. And then the right way is, you know what? I want to think about this. Is this bottle actually recyclable because it still has, like, pasta sauce in it? Like, my thing is, if in doubt, throw it out.
Oh, now see, if in doubt, I wash it out. But no, that's really good, though. If in doubt, toss it out. But it took me a while to understand that you can't just say, empty a bottle of ketchup and throw it in the garbage can. And I knew that cardboard was recyclable, but not if it's got pizza in it, right?
I know it's going to the trash or the compost because cardboard is paper, which is made out of trees. So, it could be composted.
Yeah, except if it had meat on it, then that's not good. There are a lot of things to remember, but, you know, it's really not that hard.
I know.
Do you think?
It isn't. Every little bit helps, and it makes a big difference.
So tell me, I know we talked about this before the show. How much have you recycled since you were 3 years old?
I recycled about 1.4 million cans and bottles.
Wow.
I know, it is a lot. And
I think I've recycled like 1.4 pounds of whatever, but that's it. That is so cool.
Thanks. I'm just glad that's not ending up in the landfill or oceans.
Because I know that the sea turtles think that certain kinds of plastic look like they're jellyfish that they like to eat. And I know that there are certain seabirds that get caught, and either they get it wrapped around their beak or they get it wrapped in their feet, and then they can't fly or they can't eat. And I watched a really silly video today where somebody had one of those boards, like I guess teachers use them, where they can write on and tear the thing off. It's like a poster board size,
yeah,
and it's got a bunch of paper. So they were doing this. They were doing this video with messages on it. They were, everything was like three or four words, and that was it. And they tore off the message and dropped it on the ground. I wanted to scream at them. Now, it wasn't plastic, and paper does recycle fairly well, but my gosh, they must have thrown out 6 pieces of paper before they finished with their message. I sure hope somebody in the background was picking up their mess, because the wind was blowing it, and it went everywhere. It made me mad.
I know. About a month ago, we went to the beach, and...
Uh-huh.
Like right by the picnic table area. I bet somebody had like a gender reveal because there was a lot of blue and white confetti.
I saw that video.
But
it took you more than an hour to clean that up, didn't it?
Oh, we're still finding confetti every time we go.
Oh. So tell our listeners why that's bad, please.
That's bad because that confetti doesn't biodegrade, and that is probably 100 feet away from the ocean. That will blow to the ocean, and that will just end up hurting animals, which is really bad for the environment.
Plus, it's ugly. You know, after a day or two and a couple of rains and the sand gets on it, I mean, it's not going to always be that pretty blue color. And, you know, another thing that's bad for the environment is glitter. Because it's plastic, tiny, tiny pieces of plastic. And people don't understand why I don't know. What's the answer to getting people to pay attention to how bad that is?
the answer? I don't know if there is an answer. It's just do better.
Be a better person, right?
Yeah, I know.
Let me think. I had a question for you, and it slipped out of my head. There goes that squirrel brain of mine again. What are we going to do? And when you said that you're either recycling or you're playing with your friends, what do you do? I heard you say hide and seek and tag. What other kinds of games do you play?
Oh, it's like a lot of tag and stuff. I like to play a typing game with my friends on the computer.
A typing game?
It's
What is that like?
Race to call it. It makes you a faster typer. It's like you type in like five people in a race, like you're racing this like race car, and you want to try to get first place.
Oh, neat!
But, like you type like a sentence, like a short sentence or two, and you try to get first place. And like it puts you with like people who type about the same speed as you. So it's not like a person who types 90 words per minute and like you type 40 words per minute, then a person who types 2 words per minute. They're like all in like around where you are.
So how fast do you type?
My average speed is probably about 34 to 35 words per minute.
Not bad. By the time you get to college, you'll be flying.
So yeah, I do that probably maybe once or twice a week with my friends.
That's cool.
I'm thinking about FaceTiming my friend later tonight and doing that, or tomorrow, too.
Okay. One of the photos that your dad sent me, I think it's actually like a flyer. It's all in Japanese, and I can't read it. I don't understand it. It just says Hero Talks. What was that all about?
That was, I was speaking online in Taipei, and that was not Japanese. That was Chinese?
Taiwanese. If it was
Taiwanese.
Taipei, I think that would be Taiwanese.
Yes, Taiwanese.
That's pretty cool. So you've talked in Hungary, Germany, Taiwan. What other countries have you been asked to speak in?
Canada, and I went to Belize for vacation. I didn't really speak there, but people recognized me there, and which seemed quite inspiring that people have seen me all the way in a small little island in Belize.
That is kind of cool.
I know, it is.
Tell me what happened with National Geographic Kids magazine, please.
So yeah, I was in it, and I just felt like it was pretty cool to be in it. I got a tour of their place in D.C., and that was quite cool going to D.C. That was my first time going there.
Very nice.
Yeah, just felt inspiring.
And you've been in a Spanish magazine, too, for kids, haven't you?
Yeah, I think I have. Lots of magazines. Probably a lot in Spanish, too. Probably a lot that I don't even know about.
Probably. You ought to get your dad to say, or you probably know how to do it, set up a Google alert to tell you every time you've been a media thing. What do they call it?
Yeah, I know.
That's pretty cool. So how did you determine the design for your shirt with this Well, you've got several designs, don't you? And then you've got one that says, don't be a wiener, make the planet cleaner. And then you've got one that's like a crumpled up aluminum can.
Yes, my dad actually comes up with those because he's a graphic designer. And he's really good at that. So I kind of asked him to help me with that. Like, I come up with, like, the cool phrases and stuff, and he's the one who designs it. Or like he
well, that's pretty
it,
lucky so. To have him in your corner.
I know it is. Thanks.
I think you're a lucky kid to have parents who support your dream. A lot of people don't. You know, a lot of kids. You know, they're just kids and they do what they do, but they don't have a dream like you've had to just take off and run with it. And I think you're very fortunate.
Thanks.
You're welcome. I'm trying to think what else I can ask you. Nobody wants to call in at 516-418-5651, but this would be a great time to call in and ask Ryan a question about recycling. Unless Ryan
I'll
has
some questions.
Yeah.
I
can remember when you and I first interviewed you for a magazine article, and your dad was with you. We did it over Zoom, and you were so quiet and so shy. Of course, you were real young, too, but I think...
That did not sound like me at all.
Oh, yeah. You kind of sat back and let Dad answer a lot of your questions, but you're just a rock star, Ryan. I cannot tell you how much it means to me that you are doing what you're doing and working with us to tell this message, you know, to let people know. I think it's so important. Yeah, you're welcome. I just think it's so important for people to understand that.
I know, it is important.
Yeah. And it's not that hard to do the right thing.
I know,
you think?
It isn't that hard.
So people get with you sometimes when you're doing a beach cleanup, don't they?
Wait,
some YouTubers. You've done some YouTubing shows, I believe.
Yeah. I am on YouTube at Ryan's Recycling, if any of you guys have YouTube. And
okay.
I try to post to my channel a couple times a month because I'm really busy recycling, but whenever I can, I try to make a video, usually about me making videos to classrooms or, like, me doing a beach cleanup. I'm pretty sure I'm actually going to be posting in a couple days because I'm doing a big beach cleanup at Doheny Beach, 10 a.m. Anybody out there listening, if you guys are in Southern California and you guys are free, Sunday, September 26th, so that's just like 3 days, from 8 to 10 a.m., Doheny Beach, right by the main lifeguard tower. I'm going to be doing a big beach cleanup, and at the end there's going to be a big raffle, and you can win so many cool prizes. Also, there's donuts, which is the part.
Hey, yeah, bring out the donuts. That's the way to get people.
So, yeah, if you guys are in the Southern California Orange County area, be sure to come out. It's going to be lots of fun. Sunday, September 26th, in 3 days at 8 to 10 a.m.
And I can tell you, folks, if you think picking up trash isn't fun, you've never done it with somebody like Ryan, because I've watched the videos when he's with some pretty famous YouTubers, and I've watched his own, you know, now that he's got his own channel on YouTube. You're a hoot. You're just so much fun to watch and interact with. I live on the opposite coast in Florida, so I can't come out Sunday. But trust me, if I lived closer, I would be there with you every Sunday and help you pick up that crazy baby reveal glitter. That's probably one of the worst things I can think that people can do.
I've actually done a cleanup in Tampa before. I cleaned up the mangroves.
Really? When was that?
Where in Florida do you live? Because
I live on the opposite coast. I live near Cocoa Beach. I live near NASA. My home is in Merritt Island. And it's
wherever out there, we'll definitely try to meet up.
You better. You better. Email me beforehand and call me or text me or something. Let me know. I'd love to meet up with you. And we'll make it into an event.
Thanks.
But, yeah.
We're
near Cocoa Beach. We're like an hour from Orlando.
Oh, yeah.
When
we cleaned up in Tampa, right after we actually went to Orlando. So, we were in Orlando when we were there. So that's cool. Not too far away.
It's not. It's an hour from me, and it was probably about a little over an hour from Tampa. Tampa, and it's a fun fact here, Tampa and Merritt Island are, if you drew a line through Orlando, we'd be on the exact same horizontal line. What is that called? Latitude? Or very near.
Yeah.
It's just two sides of the same state.
Wow.
Yeah. I think Orlando's about three hours from where I live. And we're not far from Jacksonville. I mean, if you get anywhere in Florida, Ryan, and you and your folks have time to let me know, I'd love to meet up with you and bring Jennifer, and we'll do some photos and videos and make it a big deal.
Yeah, I would love to do that. That sounds like so much fun.
Well, I can promise you, when you and I get together, it'll be fun no matter what, because you're passionate about what you do. I'm passionate about spreading the word about people like you that are doing this. I think it's just fabulous. Now, I don't remember if it was Germany or Hungary, but you cleaned up a pretty famous river there, didn't you?
Yeah, that was Germany.
Which river was it?
That was the Rhine River.
The Rhine River.
We found so many full glass bottles and, like, bottle caps. Like, you know, like, here in the U.S., like, it's mostly, like, plastic bottles or, like, the plastic bottle caps.
Right.
They're in Germany. They don't really have plastic. Like, I saw plastic in vending machines in the airport. But whenever we would go out to, like, restaurants, we would always get served in glass. Like, glass Coke bottles, glass Sprite bottles.
Wonder why that is.
Glass water bottles even, too.
That's nice. My water bottle is stainless steel. I don't know why the United States is in love with plastic.
Maybe because the oil companies like it, because I know plastic made out of oil, and I think it's because of the oil companies. I think oil companies want more money, so they're trying to sell more oil to plastic companies, maybe. So that's what I think. I don't know.
Well, I just dropped my microphone. I think you were onto something with that. I think that's pretty smart. Because it makes sense to me. I know that petroleum is one of the products that they use to make plastic. And I know that the petroleum people just stand there with their hands in their pocket, one hand in their pocket, one hand in yours, trying to take the money from you and put it in theirs.
But I know they want to help the environment, but at the same time, I think they want more money. So they're trying to sell more oil to plastic companies. So, like, you know what? I don't care what this oil is going to. I just want my money. And they're just selling it to plastic companies. So I think that's why the U.S. has more plastic.
And I think also the people in the United States have gotten into a disposable mindset. They think everything is disposable, and it's not really.
I
love taking things and recycling them.
Yeah, it's like, you know what? I'm going to go to the store and buy a plastic bottle, and when they're going to throw it in the trash, somebody will sort it out. It'll biodegrade within a couple weeks. It's fine. It's not going to harm the environment. Really, it does a lot.
It's just one
plastic bottle. Mm-hmm. If you recycle a plastic bottle, it makes a big difference. If you put it out in the environment, it makes a big difference by harming the environment. One less plastic bottle is one less plastic bottle out harming the environment.
And, you know, these plastic drink bottles break down if they're left out in the sunshine, and it releases a gas. I can't pronounce it, but the initials are BPA. And people don't realize that those things are making them sick. If you take a bottle of water to the beach and drink on it all day long, it's not good for you because that heat releases that BPA gas, and then you're ingesting it.
Drink out of a reusable water bottle, made out of steel or stainless steel, probably.
Yeah.
It's better than plastic because metal can be recycled over and over, so it's better than plastic. And reusable water bottles, just fill it up and wash it about once a week. You're good.
I got really excited a while back. I found a glass water bottle with bamboo lid, but the bottom was also bamboo, and you could unscrew the top and bottom and throw the bottle in the dishwasher. That was great for a while. But after a while, it started.
Cool.
It was real cool, but it started leaking. So rather than throwing it away, I kept it because I thought it was just a real cool looking bottle with the bamboo on it. And now I put pretty rocks and stones in it as I find them.
Wow. Like, I'm partnering with a company called Sand Cloud.
I know Sand Cloud, yeah.
They make, like, deep cows and stuff. Like, I'm partnering with them for, like, with glass water bottles with, like, a wooden cap that says Save the Fishies.
Uh-huh.
Like, on mine, like, that I'm partnering with them. It says, make the sea trash free. I couldn't think of it. I have so many shirt designs. I'm like, ah!
Make the sea trash free.
And it has a turtle with, like, trash, or, like, a turtle made out of trash.
I'm pretty sure I saw that on your Instagram feed. I have a blanket, not a blanket, it's like a throw put across your lap. That Sand Cloud made, and it was given to me as a gift for my sister-in-law, which was really cool. But she knows I don't like things that are brand new. I either like things that have been gently used or have been reprogrammed to be used another way.
Or at least it's biodegradable or good for the environment.
Yes, yes. We went to a restaurant. Say that again?
I'm like, I'm the same way as you. It's fine if I get it new, but I would like it to be made out of, like, recyclable items.
Yeah,
like,
I have a pair of shoes.
I'm partnering with Sand Cloud. Like, I'm partnering with Sand Cloud for, like, a T-shirt design.
Uh-huh.
The T-shirt's made out of 8 recycled water bottles. Like, that, I don't mind it
being
new because I know it can be made out of trash that's getting recycled.
I love that. I have a pair of shoes like that. They were made out of water bottles. How can you not?
Wow.
You know, people don't think that they can do things to help the environment, but that's one way to do it. You find these products that are made out of something else.
I know it, and it convinces people, like, yeah, it's better than the environment. I'm buying it.
That's what you got to do.
Mm-hmm. And there's also tons of other companies out there, like Oculus. They make cool sunglasses. I'm actually holding a pair right now.
And what's the name of that company?
Oculus. They make sunglasses out of plastic bottles. And then Got Bags. They make backpacks and like pouches that go like around your waist out of recycled water bottles that they get out of the ocean.
That's really neat. And see, I think it's important that we show companies how, you know, that we support them by buying those products. Don't run out and buy a backpack just because it's made out of water bottles, but buy a backpack because you need a new backpack. I tend to keep my sunglasses for quite a long time, and that's because I spend good money on them, and then I hold on to them, take care of them. But I was fortunate to be given a pair of sunglasses that were made out of recycled water bottles for the lens, and the arms were bamboo. I guess I got a theme going with the bamboo, huh?
No. Like, me personally, I'm not really a fan of sunglasses, but, like, if it's made out of plastic, I know that I'm going to be holding on to it for a long time, and it's going to keep getting reused and reused for when I need it.
Exactly, exactly. You're a smart young man.
Thanks.
You're very welcome. Well, I don't think anybody's going to call in tonight, Ryan, and I can't think of anything else. So I want to ask you, is there something that you would like to leave the show on, you know, like a special thing to say to people about recycling? I remember what you used to say.
If a 12-year-old kid like me could recycle and save the planet, you guys can too.
Yep. Very good.
Oh, also, guys, follow me on Instagram and Facebook and Twitter and YouTube to learn more about me. And I'm posting every day now about my new beach cleanup coming up in 3 days. It's going to be humongous. So, yeah, if you guys are in Southern Orange County or anywhere and you want to come, feel free. It's going to be amazing. There's going to be donuts, cool raffle prizes. Actually, Opalus and Got Bag are sending me some cool backpacks and glasses to raffle off. So you guys can
That's pretty
that
cool.
If you guys go and clean up.
And
might,
people can win.
Like,
they win those prizes?
What did you say?
I said people can win those as prizes?
Yeah. Like, if you help clean up, there's going to be a raffle up then. You will get a raffle ticket if you help clean up. And you'll have a chance to win those. And we even try giving away some of that stuff on Instagram Live sometimes. Or Facebook Live.
That's so,
so yeah,
cool.
Make sure you guys follow me on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, at Ryan's Recycling or Ryan Hickman. And stay tuned because I'm posting stuff all the time, and I hope that you guys are inspired by me. And you guys will learn tons more about me and how to take care of the environment.
Well, I can tell you I'm inspired by you. And I don't say that lightly. This is not something I say to everybody because everybody's not – but not only are you inspiring, you're motivating people to do better and be better. And I think that's pretty cool.
Thanks.
You are welcome. Well, with that, folks, I'm going to say you missed the opportunity to call in and talk to Ryan Hickman. But that just gave more for me. I had him all to myself tonight, and I enjoyed it. I really appreciate you spending this almost an hour with me. That was very nice.
And if you guys have questions and you guys are planning on being at my beach cleanup, feel free to ask me there or in any of my lives. I answer questions all the time from my lives. I try to answer every question. If there's a lot of questions, I try my best to answer most of them. But I try my best most of the time to read all the questions and do my best to answer them. And fill your question with answers.
That is pretty cool. Because
yes,
that's a little hard. That can be a hard job sometimes, reading the questions while you're doing a live event.
It is kind of easy because sometimes my dad sets it up on a tripod while I'm recycling, and then he's just behind the camera reading me questions. Like, he's like, hey, yeah, Instagram user 12345 says, hey, Ryan, what is the most unusual item you found in a bag? And then I say, I had a question. Once I found night vision goggles, I found trash in it. Like, I just answer it while my dad reads it to me. And then sometimes I'm just eating ice cream while doing a live, and I'm like, yeah, great question, Mary.
I see you doing those live with the ice cream all
like my,
the time.
It's like, yeah, my favorite ice cream is chocolate chip cookie dough, or my favorite hobby is coin collecting. If you guys ever happen to catch me on a live, feel free to ask any questions. I'm always open to answering them. And
cool.
I try to do a couple lives every month. I usually probably do 4 to 6 every month. I try to do one about every week.
You know, the question that you just said about the what's the strangest thing you've ever found made me think of another question. What is the most common thing? What do you find almost all the time when you do a cleanup, other than toys?
Drum roll, please. Cigarette butts.
Okay. Cigarette butts.
Tons of smokers here in Southern California. So tons of cigarette butts, I find.
Now, that's so sad that they don't know how to just hold on to it till they get to a nice receptacle and throw it away when it's appropriate.
Oh, also, if you have trash, please don't litter it. Make sure it ends up in a trash can and close the lid so birds don't get to it. And if you see trash on the ground and it's not yours, doesn't matter if you're at a beach or park in your neighborhood, at an event, please pick it up and throw it away and make sure it's not accessible to animals because if they access it, animals can eat it still.
Hey,
so make sure it's in a trash can, have the lid closed.
You did a video probably 2 years ago about that. You know, if you see trash, pick it up. It doesn't matter if it's yours or not. And it hit me so strong. I was actually walking from my car to my dentist office, and I saw somebody had just left a coffee cup, and somebody else had left a straw. And there were like three things in the 20 yards between my parking spot and the dentist office.
And
I almost walked right by them. And I thought, I didn't put that there. That's not mine. And then all of a sudden, I remembered your video. And I'm like, okay, nope, got to pick it up because Ryan said so.
Mm-hmm.
And I did. I picked it up and I threw it away.
Yeah, it makes a big difference, even if it's not yours. And again, if that is you who litters it, please think about picking it up because think to yourself, what's your favorite animal now? Is it a bird? Is it a sea animal? It could be a dog. What if
could be a
cat.
Dog,
somebody lets their cat out and it eats a cat? Or what if somebody's taking a walk with a dog and they don't realize the dog eats plastic? What if your favorite animal finds your piece of trash that you litter or a piece of trash like it and eats it? You could be really injuring an animal, especially
mm-hmm.
your favorite animal. And would you like to do that to it? No, or at least I wouldn't.
I've heard of so many animals, even though they don't ever go out, their house, like a dog only goes out to use the bathroom or whatever, they'll still find something that is made out of plastic.
Like recently I've been finding tons of balloons in our backyard.
Oh, that's like, another bad thing.
I bet people release it and it pops, or our neighbor just has parties, and the balloons could be from there, but I think people just release it. All the time balloons flying, people throwing in garbage cans, like the balloons still have helium in it, so when
mm-hmm.
it gets picked up, the balloons just fly right out, and that goes, and then when it gets up to a certain point, it pops, then it flies down, and it happens to be our backyard. What if we had a dog? Like, we don't, but what if we have a dog, and we let it out, we eat a piece of the balloon, and we really get
or that
or
ribbon?
Choke on it.
Yeah,
ribbon.
There are so many things to think about that most people take for granted, and they really need to be more mindful. And I think you should just keep on doing what you're doing. And I definitely want to tell people to follow Ryan's Recycling or Ryan Hickman on all the social media. He's everywhere. But definitely
Instagram,
check out his
Facebook,
YouTube.
Twitter, YouTube.
And your YouTube videos are so much fun to watch, and they're very inspiring and They motivate me. I mean, I saw that one video about it, just because you didn't put it there doesn't mean you can't pick it up. And it inspires me when I saw trash on the street. And we just have to encourage each other to do the right thing. That's all it boils down to.
Thanks.
Well, thank you, Ryan. I appreciate it so much. I mean, you guys just got home from Germany, didn't you? Not long ago.
I think probably 10 days ago, actually.
Okay.
I remember when we got back, 11 days ago.
So your jet lag's pretty much over then?
Kind of.
Was it hard getting...
I'm feeling quite tired, but...
Yeah. Was it hard getting used to the different times?
Yeah. The first night in Germany, I went to bed at 5 p.m. and woke up at midnight.
Oosh.
Same here. I went to bed at like 5 p.m., woke up at midnight, and every night, like, I would go to bed, like, try to stay up a little bit later, and then I wake up, like, 12:45, stay up a little later, wake up 1:15, stay up a little later, wake up 1:30. And then eventually got to now, which I'm on my sleep schedule again.
That's good.
I feel like it would be more easier to adjust to in Germany. It took me one day there. It took me a week and a quarter here. I just finally did it, I think, Monday this week.
Well, you were probably a little excited from the trip, too.
Yeah.
I would have been, anyway. I've never been to Germany or Hungary. But I know that we have listeners in those countries, so... Hopefully they'll be listening to this show, maybe not right now because it's You know, it's almost 10 o'clock for me, so that's almost 7 o'clock for you. And I think
And if you guys can join me, your country's beautiful. Or your country is very beautiful.
Aw. About 4 o'clock in the morning for them, maybe 5. So they'll probably listen to the show another day, another time. Well, I'm going to say goodnight because I'm really running out of time here, and I don't want this thing to cut off before I'm ready for it to. So, Ryan, thank you again so much, and don't forget, Be Unique is going to be watching you.
Thanks for having
you
me
are,
on.
Thank you. Thank you for coming. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye.
Thank you for listening this evening. We're happy you chose to spend this time with us, and we hope you learned as much as we did.
Every Thursday at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
And if you'd like us to invite you or someone you know to speak right here, just go to beunique.org and contact us there.
I'm still trying to wrap my head around the fact that our newly branded podcast has so many global listeners and that our website and magazine receive thousands of visitors each month. Let's put your brand in front of all those people. Mary can share the demographics with you. Contact her through the website. That's beunique.org.